Thank you. Yesterday, there was a question on whether an action for habeas corpus can be filed before the military tribunal. The answer is no. But this does not mean that an accused person who is under the jurisdiction of the military tribunal cannot file an action for habeas corpus. Yesterday, I said the Criminal Procedure Code guides criminal prosecution both in the civilian and military courts. And under Section 584 of the Criminal Procedure Code, which deals with habeas corpus, anyone who is detained or arrested illegally can bring an action before the High Court to be released. And I would like to read Section 584 of the said Criminal Procedure Code. Section 584, sub 1. The President of the High Court of the place of arrest or detention of a person or any other judge of the said court shall have jurisdiction to hear applications for immediate release based on grounds of illegality of arrest or detention or failure to observe the formalities as provided by law. Section 584, sub 3, rather. The application shall be filed either by the person arrested or detained, or on his behalf by anyone else. Such application shall be unstamped. So that is it for Section 584, which does not limit the application of habeas corpus to those who are under the jurisdiction of civilian courts. So, persons under the jurisdiction of civilian courts as well as under the jurisdiction of military tribunals can apply for habeas corpus. And while during my first presentation, I gave some statistics. And Mr. Chair, I would
Okay.
like to I'll end there.
Okay, thank you, Madam Director. Mr. Chair, we know that we still have